Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right now it's time to ask the Riddle-O, the Ready to Love Officer and Junior. Here we go. This is from Cam in Chicago. Cam writes, I have younger brothers and one of them has 4 children and he's only 30 years old. He refuses to marry the mom of his kids and it reflects negatively on our family. How do we talk some sense into him? He's the only single one of our siblings.
Everybody, every family got one of them. This is yours. Every family got one. You got one with 4 kids. You're lucky Nick Cannon ain't your brother. What is you talking about?
A win is a win.
A win.
A win is a win. You could be sitting over here with 10, 12 nieces and nephews, and you complaining about this poor. You're doing pretty good, to be honest. The odds are pretty decent. You could be a worse situation, so suck it up. We all go through this. We all got some relatives that we be like, hey, that's all right. That's family. It's family. You can't get rid of it. It is what it is.
She wants him to get married, though. Marry the mother of the children.
Ain't about to marry them ladies. Don't about to like them like that.
But you can make babies with them?
Call
up. We talking about these family members now. We talking about these members that, yes, it's some people making babies that don't love the other people.
Do better.
Yes. Okay. It's just one mom. He doesn't have a lot of baby mamas. It's just one mom, and they have 4 children.
Yeah. Oh, but see, there you go. They just like to do it together. They don't really want to be together.
Clearly.
That's all it is.
What you got, Junior?
No, I'm telling you. I'm with Tommy. I got a family member just like that. I got a family member. I told y'all. I got a cousin. Every time we show up for Thanksgiving, she's pregnant. She's never been up on the table. She's always pushed back. Every time you see her, I'm telling you, get out there. She is never up on the table. She's always sitting far back from behind the table. She always reaching to bite her turkey. I've seen it.
She be rocking.
She always pregnant. I know it has to be about at least 4 Thanksgivings in a row. She had a baby. She was pregnant. I don't know. So, yeah. Here's the question, though. Are the babies at your house? They don't get to come to your house. So don't worry about it.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Wow.
He needs to do better.
Yeah, of course.
Come on. Let's get some birth control in here. If you're not going to marry her, come on now, y'all.
Now, I'm with you on the control now. With you when you're right.
He practicing the same behavior over and over. Come on now.
Yeah.
With you with Walgreens now. Ain't nothing wrong with Walgreens. I'm with you with Walgreens.
But you know, some younger people do not believe in marriage. They just don't. They don't. You know, in today's society, they just do not.
Do better, black families. We got to do better.
If I was not married, I can assure y'all I would not be on Earth. I'd be gone by now. I'd be gone by now.
Why? All right, moving on to Brian.
I don't need no freedom. Lord, no.
Moving on to Brian in Little Rock. Brian writes, I waited a while for a first date with a female that I met online. She admitted that she had a boyfriend when we first started talking, so that's why we couldn't meet up. Is this a red flag? Why was she on a dating site if she had a boyfriend?
You know, it happens, all right? She's checking her options, all right? She's leaving her options open. Apparently, the boyfriend ain't all of that if she's on the site checking you out and checking out other people, and now she wants to connect with you and maybe go out on. Yeah, she's dating. So she probably wants to go out. And you don't know what kind of relationship, because these days you have no idea how these relationships are set up. So she could be doing anything, you know? He could be doing anything. That's just how it is right now. That's just the way of life from what I see from the outside looking in as far as relationships are concerned. Mm-hmm. So, you know, go on, take a stab at it. Go on there and see what it's all about. You know, y'all might connect, and then you can ask a little deep and say, okay, tell me about this boyfriend. Because this don't make sense. Why are you on a dating site with you, and you already got a boyfriend? Make me understand that.
Is this a red flag, Junior? Like he wants to know?
Why ask questions if we winning? Why is you
another
asking
win.
Questions?
Another win.
Is she on the date with you? Shut up, fool. It's clearly the boyfriend ain't good. She with you. and then you waited a while. I waited a while for a first date. Well, now you got it. Be quiet. You're going to talk yourself back to single. You're going to quit running your mouth. You're going to be by yourself again. And you're in Little Rock. Golly, just win.
Be grateful. Just win. Be grateful.
Man.
All right. All right, moving on to Amira in Fort Lauderdale. Amira writes, my boyfriend moved in with me and he is in heaven because I buy the best snacks and fresh fruit and I do weekly meal prep for us. He pays most of the bills, but since he moved in, I spend more on groceries. Should he buy the food?
Yes, because we can't feed his big behind. Yes. Yes. I like the fact that you got the meal prep. You sound like y'all eating healthy. I like that part. So, yeah, he got to pitch in a little more. And if he man up, he'll just say, you know what, baby, I got the food. If that's what needs to happen. I'm all about whatever it takes for the lady to be happy.
Okay, that's we like that. We like
whatever
that.
It takes Perfect. For the lady to be happy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if she come to me and say, look, all I'm going to do is this cable bill. Okay, then. And we just going to. But listen, we're gonna cut that out 78 at night though. Now you're not gonna lose your mind with this though. So, pick and choose.
He pays most of the bill. So he must be a decent guy. Junior?
Carl, I'm trying to put a lock on that thermostat because she's out of control at this house.
You put a lock on it, you're gonna lose a finger. I'm telling you that.
I'm out here walking around sleeping in jackets. This don't make no sense.
Put a hoodie on like my husband does. You'll be fine.
You'll be all right. And I'm always cold. Junior, so should he buy the food? He pays most of the bills, but should he buy the food? That's what she wants to know, Amira.
Yeah, because he's the one eating. Like Tom said, his big behind got the best fruits and snacks. She tired mm-hmm. looking over there and seeing chip crumbs on his shirt. That's what it means. When you just laying up, see somebody with Lay's chips just eating. Just orange peels, all of them, just everything. Yeah, he should buy the food.
Okay, all right. But he already pays most of the bills, though. So, but
yeah, but he's doing most of the eating. yeah.
All right, last one, guys. Trishina in South Haven writes, my husband scrolls through social media all day, and then he spreads his conspiracy theories on the family group chat. His information is either wrong or outdated, so we just laugh at him. How do I get him to stop spreading misinformation? That's all she wants.
I don't know how you're going to do that. There are some people that are addicted to social media, and they are addicted to making sure that they like this, don't like that, make a comment. It's some people that can't wake up or go to bed without doing it. So what I say, Carl?
I was just thinking about, you know, the stuff you sent us on our group chat. I was just
That ain't on social media.
But you sent it to us.
You don't put me in this when they're talking to the Riddler.
Am I right, y'all?
She got you there. She got you there, nephew. She got you
That's
there.
That's why everybody on Zoom looking at me crazy right now. Okay.
All right. From experience.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.